Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider with us, Post-Gazette. Ray, if you were going to put one of your grades on last night's football game, what would you give it?
The entire weekend was pretty awesome if you're a fan. I'd probably give an F to the defenses, A-plus to the quarterbacks. That was something else.
But you're not one of these guys who thinks because the defense was so bad, it was not a great game, are you?
No, I thought the game was awesome, but there is no way in heck that with 13 seconds remaining or whatever time was left,
yep,
that the Chiefs would be able to get into field goal range. I mean, that was just coaching malpractice on the part of Sean McDermott.
If the Steelers leave the Chiefs 13 seconds, do they score a touchdown, Chris, and just win in regulation? What do you think? Kelsey gets behind him.
Yeah, they run the don't cover Travis Kelsey defense. Yeah. What? Ray, speaking of the Steelers' defense, which it feels like a miracle that they and Buffalo gave up the same number of points to Kansas City, honestly, do you expect there to be any change in the way the defense is called on game day, i.e. if it is Terrell Austin who succeeds Keith Butler officially, is he going to have any more agency in the plays that actually get called?
I don't get that sense right now, Chris. Anything can change. Art II will be having his exit meetings with Tomlin and GM Kevin Colbert, presumably sometime this week or next week. So, kind of all depends on what transpires there. But, I think I could come up with better reasons for the Steelers taking a big fall in their defense this year. I think the injuries probably had the most to do with that. Whether it was Keith Butler or Mike Tomlin calling the signals for the past 7 years, I don't put that very high on the list. So to answer your question, no, I don't think it's going to change. We'll see what happens here over the next couple of weeks as they interview these defensive coordinators who have to fill Butler's spot.
Ray, do you think it should? I mean, just your educated opinion, watching the Steelers up close, do you think that they should let a defensive coordinator call the plays?
You know, guys, I think Mike has earned that over the last couple of years. And listen, I know he only coordinated the defense for one season before he got the Steelers' job, but he came up as a defensive coach. I mean, he was with Dungy and Gruden in Tampa Bay. He learned from the best here in Pittsburgh with Dick LeBeau. I mean, if Mike wants to call the signals and he feels like that's the best chance for the Steelers to win, then I trust him. It would be kind of silly for me to sit here and say, well, no, I think Vic Fangio, who has no idea about the personnel on this team, would come in and do a better job. I'm not going to say that. Now, can Mike be better? Can there maybe be more collaboration with the next DC? I remember this. It was the middle of the season, and they were just getting gashed in run defense. And Keith Butler kind of let it slip in one of his Thursday talks with us. Well, I would rather stop the run, but Mike is the head coach, and he doesn't put as much importance on it. So maybe, next year, does he listen to his next DC and to others that stopping the run is more important? I don't know, but I tend to think that Mike has earned it, with his tenure here. So I don't have any issue with him calling the defense. I think the bigger issue is them getting healthy up front, most importantly.
Ray, you said that there's going to be the exit interviews with Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin and everybody else. When should we expect to hear from Art Rooney II? And given some of the things he said in previous years that he wanted to see fixed and the way they really haven't been fixed, do you expect this to be maybe a little bit more of a peppery owner than usual when we hear him talk?
It's hard to say. I mean, Art usually talks. He'll have his sit down with the beat reporters. It's usually late January, early February. So figure on, next week. I don't know what Art is going to say this year. I think, the playoff berth came out of the blue. I think, he'll acknowledge that and everything that they overcame to get there. But the running game still isn't there. Until they get another great quarterback, I think, to be competitive, you're going to need a better offensive line and a better run scheme in there. And, you know, this year he's probably going to talk about the run defense too, because that just put them in such a bad spot week in and week out trying to defend people. So, you know, we kind of know what Art is going to say, but I don't know if it's going to be any more, you know, any more critical of the coaches or the organization. Knowing that what I know of Art and, you know, how measured he is in his approach in these types of situations.
Ray, do you think that this Patrick Graham report is a situation where the Steelers have to follow the NFL rules and interview an external candidate, or do you think he actually has a chance to be their next DC?
Listen, I think anyone who gets an interview has a chance. And, you know, what better organization, you know, you go back to 2007, Mike Tomlin was not on the radar as being one of the next great head coaches. You know, Russ Grimm and Ken Wisenhunt were the top two in-house candidates. And, you know, Dan Rooney decided to interview Mike, and he was just blown away by him. So, no, maybe now that Mike is in this seat, maybe he'll be blown away by Patrick Graham. But listen, the Steelers groomed Terrell Austin to be the next defensive coordinator, much in the same way they did with Keith Butler when he was behind Dick LeBeau. So I think it would be a small upset if Austin is not the next guy. But, hey, yeah, anyone who gets an interview in this process, I give them a chance because, you know, if any organization has ever done things the right way, and not necessarily because it's a rule now. It's a rule now because of Dan. But, you know, I think the Steelers do things the right way, and I think Mike will give this process, you know, all the background and all the consideration it deserves.
Ray, I know that they don't have, as you just alluded to, the quarterback yet. They need to find that next guy to try to seriously compete. But then I thought about, like, Art Rooney wanting, and granted, that's with end of career Roethlisberger, so I get it a little bit. You know, I want to make the running game better. We can't be last in the league in running the ball. I get that. But sometimes I hear the power brokers for this organization speak about their priorities, and I think that's out of whack with what I see the best teams in the NFL doing to win football games.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Chris. They don't have a Joe Burrow or a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Justin Herbert to play that way, right? I mean, and even the Bengals, I think Bengals can run the ball if they want to. They got Joe Mixon. They can do that if they want to. They just have a better chance to win games by putting it in the hands of the number one overall pick. But there are teams like the Ravens who, other than this year, have done it with the running game. You look at the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably better than an average NFL QB, but he's not like a top 10 guy. So they get it done with the running game. I think, you know, to your point, until you get that guy, you kind of have to lean on something. I mean, this is a team, despite its issues stopping the run this year, you still have three all-pro caliber defensive players that you can build around. So I until they get that next guy, I think this is going to be a team that wins with defense, wins with low-scoring games. And to do that, I think you need a running game. But I'm with you. I look around, and it's going to be an uphill climb for the Steelers to be competitive in this conference in the next few years unless they go out and find that next quarterback. I can't guarantee that it's going to be this year, but it's a very daunting task when you look around the AFC landscape and look at some of the stuff that's going on.
Ray, I know, you know, it's the Post-Gazette. Jerry does a good job on the BDS for a long time. I was shocked on Friday when he wrote, hey, don't just assume that Canada's back. Rooney still might step in here. And when I saw him write that in a chat like five or six times, I'm like, I can't picture Tomlin talking on Tuesday and being so complimentary of Canada without having assurances from his owner that the guy's going to be back next year. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but there is a history there. And listen, Bruce Arians, we all know what he did after he left the Steelers in 2011. He had great success with the Colts. He had good success with Arizona, and then great success you know, with the Buccaneers. So, I think Jerry pointed that out because it has happened before. And I think if you look at those two coaches, I think Bruce Arians has many more credentials than Matt Canada does. But
man, but that looks Tomlin look real bad if that's what happens.
It would. It would. But I think Jerry was just pointing out the precedent. And I have to be honest with you, Andrew. I don't know. I mean, he did that news conference basically, 36 hours after the Chiefs game? I have a hard time believing that he had any extensive conversations with Art II in that 36-hour period before he met with us. So I wouldn't put too much stock into what was said there. I know what he said. One way or the other, I think we're going to know by the end of this week. I mean, the Senior Bowl is next week. Practice starts next Tuesday. They're going to want that next offensive coordinator down there with them, scouting those quarterbacks. I think of the top six quarterbacks in this draft class, I think five of them are going to be in Mobile. I think everyone except Matt Corral is going to be there. So it would make sense to have your next OC down there. Does it have to be that way? No. But I think Art knows well enough that that would probably be good for this organization, good for this coaching staff if they had the proper personnel there to evaluate.
Well, it won't be a big deal if they do let go of Canada, because then they can just send Mike Sullivan down there. It'll be perfect, right? Their next offensive coordinator. I mean, man, they could do, if Mike Tomlin, even more so than people want to see him give up the defensive signal calling, I'm not as hot to trot necessarily about that. If they let go of Matt Canada and brought in somebody who was just reputed around the league as a big-time offensive ideas guy, that would probably be the one coaching staff move that would actually start to make me think they realize they need to change some of their tactics this offseason. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would actually give me some hope.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chris, I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, the chances of that happening, I don't know. The last two times he's had to hire an offensive coordinator, he has promoted from within. I mean, the one time that he did not was he went out and got Todd Haley, and I know a lot of people believe that one was kind of dumped on him from, yep, you know, from the front office. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, if I had to handicap it right now, I think it's probably 60-40 that Matt is the OC. But like I said, I think we'll have some clarity on that in the next couple of days.
I mean, you were in on those Zoom calls. I still am stunned by how Rudolph seemed to feel so comfortable pretty much blaming a lot of the offense's struggles on trying to find an offense that fit Ben. You know, we didn't really see the real Matt Canada offense because Ben's a veteran quarterback and, you know, had a lot of say in it. You know, it was a hybrid between what Matt wanted to do and what Ben wanted to do. I don't know. I kept hearing that, and I'm like, why are they making excuses for this guy?
Yeah, I mean, Mason tried to tread lightly. Dwayne tried to do the same thing. I think they called it a meshing or a collaboration, and whatever it was, it surely didn't work out. I mean, you guys know better than anyone that, you know, I wrote this last week. I mean, Dwayne ran a 5.04 at his combine, and Mason ran like a 4.9 something. I mean, you know, for all this talk about the next Steelers quarterback, neither of those two guys
are mobile,
fit exactly what Mike Tomlin has kind of been predicting to us, yep, right? So it's kind of odd in that way. I guess they both provide a little bit more mobility than what Ben did the last couple of years, but it's not like they're Malik Willis or Sam Howell or any of these other guys who are going to be eligible for the draft here in a couple months.
Ray Fittipaldo, check out his reports on the Steelers' future at postgazette.com and on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.